Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, August 13th, and this is Denver AFA Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. United Management is determined to violate our seniority on charter assignments, and while they're at it, they are trying to impose an offensive new list of qualifications on flight attendants seeking the charter assignments. According to the email from United's charter services team, a football charter for the San Francisco flight attendants won't be bid according to seniority as required by our contract. No, the 49ers look forward to hearing from you if you are interested in this opportunity and meet the following minimum criteria. 5 commendations in the last 2 years, 3 or fewer points in the attendance system, no customer or company complaints in the last year, no active discipline for performance issues. This is clearly a management decision to circumvent our contract, and the ink is not even dry yet on AFA's arbitration win, ordering the company to stop violating our contract by trying to handpick flight attendants for charter assignments. What's next? Weight checks and girdle pinching before every charter assignment? This isn't a tryout for America's Got Talent. We're working here. We're professionals, and we have a contract that defines very clearly how assignments are bid and awarded. AFA won't stand for this, and you shouldn't either. We have advised management to cease and desist from violating the contract with the San Francisco 49er charter application process, and we are meeting with our legal staff now and will report more next week. On Monday, August 16th, flight attendant boarding times on domestic narrow-body aircraft will change from 35 to 40 minutes. Passenger boarding will not change, and onboard has stated customer service agents will be advised of both the new flight attendant boarding time and the fact that passenger boarding remains unchanged at 30 minutes. The additional 5 minutes on the aircraft before passenger boarding is being put in place as an attempted fix by onboard to address the problems you have detailed in OSAP reports in relation to reduced staffing and greater responsibilities for each crew member. Your reports made clear with reduced staffing, the time allotted onboard prior to boarding was not enough to complete all of the tasks required. This new change to boarding times does not alter our check-in time to start our duty day. Onboard scheduling will be increasing connection times in an effort to support the new flight attendant boarding time. With the change to flight attendant boarding times, it is a good time to review the importance of the safety briefing and where it should take place in support of our contract requirements and safety regulations. United scheduling procedures often mean crews are comprised of flight attendants joining together from different connecting flights and at different points in their duty day with different check-in times. With this in mind, flight attendant briefing is best conducted at a time and in a place that fosters mutual inclusion and participation by all working members of the crew. To resolve any issues with different check-in times and to ensure the language in contract sections 9C6D and 9F7 is maintained, briefing may best be conducted on the aircraft or the gate room. Briefing location has historically been determined by the most restrictive check-in time of those involved. Our contract ensures flight attendants have the right to compete for open premium positions and non-premium work assignments in seniority order during the pre-flight briefing. We should ensure flight attendants are afforded our contractual rights with a crew briefing conducted with all crew members on the airplane. This also supports our work as safety professionals as we ensure every member of the crew receives all safety briefing information and CLR is supported from the beginning of the flight. The purpose of this new flight attendant boarding time is to support the work we do on board the aircraft before passengers board. It is not intended to accelerate the passenger boarding process. Take the time that's required to prepare for a safe flight every flight, including a crew safety briefing where everyone participates, and together we establish the necessary foundation for the safety of our flight. The latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. In addition to commentary on this week's headline news, Mr. Butts provides simple direction on how to scare the hell out of management to get serious in negotiations. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA, option 5, or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.